This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of poignant information coming from Dr. Ken's research, from his overview of a lot of the medical journals, passing along info to you and his clients at his Lake Cardiology, the clinic he runs down in Central Florida, the information that helps you understand what's going on medically that may affect or impact your body. That's the idea here, to have information that is directly something effective for you and your loved ones, whatever may be going on, and certainly COVID is still there. I made a determination, I think last week when we were together, Ken, that I wanted to not spend much time talking about COVID because it's becoming pedantic. It's becoming repetitive. It's becoming annoying. And so maybe this puts it to rest, this work that's being done this week that you're following, the new vaccine that's being, checked out by the FDA. So what's that story?
Well, Doug, so it's not annoying is how are we going to live with this? And that's what actually is
I'm just telling you, I find it annoying. You may not.
Well, give me a second. Because the news about COVID-19 is looking better. It really is. Today, compared to 3 years ago, Doug, when you and I started talking about all this, there's more population immunity from vaccines and from natural immunity, because most of us already have been infected with COVID-19. And also, the virus has mutated to an upper respiratory virus compared to the original strain where it was deep down in the lungs as a pneumonia. Now it's like a cold. We have home diagnostics. We also have a great treatment for it, Paxlovid. So we're going to all learn how to live with this and get our lives together. We know that the vaccine doesn't prevent spread, so there should not be mandates. It only prevents subgroup of us that are vulnerable to being admitted to the hospital and dying. And we have to identify those subgroups, and those are the people we want to focus on and let everybody else live their lives. I can't think of a teenager in the world who is healthy, who's died from COVID. So, you know, we need to leave those people alone. But the elderly, those over 75, the immunocompromised, the obese, those who have multiple chronic medical problems, these are the people at risk for being hospitalized and dying. These are the ones we have to focus on. These are the ones who we should urge get vaccinated. And again, there should not be mandates because the current vaccine doesn't prevent illness and it doesn't prevent one spreading the illness. It only prevents oneself from not being admitted to the hospital and dying from COVID-19. So going forward, there really is hope. And that's why earlier this week, the FDA has come up with a new plan for a yearly COVID booster. Very similar to how they come up with the flu. Their recommendation is that each September, they'll look and see what they think is going to be the most likely variant for the next winter. They'll make the vaccine. They'll have it available in September. And as of this coming September, it'll be two separate shots, but I predict in the future, it'll be one flu, one COVID-19 shot that we'll all get in the fall. And we'll take it if we and our doctor thinks we're at risk, that we should be more concerned about the virus than about the vaccine. And each of us will make an individual determination, not one size fits all. And later in the week, the FDA advisory committee will be getting together to vote on all these recommendations, and we'll know shortly where we're going with all this.
All right, so let's go one step further in terms of stopping COVID from infecting humans. Apparently, there has been a compound discovered, and I was thinking about this. I saw this toward the end of last week, too late for us to discuss it on last week's program, but the sea sponge business. You've seen this research, 26 compounds found in nature, including plants and fungi. This team of researchers say that their discovery paves the way for a new natural medicine that can help treat these contagious viruses. They claim the compounds will help tackle existing and future variants, as well as flu things, because they target human cells, which evolve more slowly than the viruses. We know that, right? The viruses have been mutating and changing. So these doctors say they're is an effective way in small doses to completely stop viral infection in human cells. Wow, yeah, this University of British Columbia. Go ahead.
This is not ready yet for prime time. This is, you know, early on. This hasn't been proven safe and effective clinically yet, but it's an interesting idea. You're just looking at early on in the lab.
Well, and what it does is speak to the fact that if these people are successful, we won't need drugs to combat COVID, which is what a lot of people find objectionable. There still are lots of questions, Ken, as you know, about what really is in. You can say, well, they're coming from irresponsible sources. I'm not sure that that's the case. I think there are a lot of reputable people who have lots of questions about why there's so many heart incidents from people who have taken, and they go, you know, even though you did a great job of proving or showing to us that wasn't the case with a football player who got hit just at the right time. You did a brilliant job, I think. Who would have known that the hit that this guy took went right at the same second that the impulse was going to his heart to make it beat, and so it stopped it, and that's why he keeled over. There were a lot of people who said, well, the whole team had been vaccinated, and this, you know, there have been a lot of heart incidents with people who have taken the shots, so maybe that's what caused that, and that wasn't the case. So, at any rate, I just find these things, these solutions, I prefer non-drug sources, that's just me, to fixing problems. And I know that there are a lot of people who are agreeing with me, but then there are those like me who took the shots.
This is going to be a medication if it evolves.
It'll have to become a medication, right?
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
So if it evolves and is shown safe and effective, because so often these things don't prove safe and effective when you get out and test them.
Well, but that's the question about the COVID vaccines. Are they safe and effective? There's a lot of questions.
With are they safe and effective? Nothing is totally safe in terms of anything we give to anybody. And let me tell you, this article that you quoted, there's going to be safety issues with it also. But the question is risk and benefits. Mm-hmm. And if you think more people would have lived if we wouldn't have had a vaccine, you're smoking lucky lefties. I mean, more people have survived COVID because we've had a vaccine, and many more people get myocarditis from the virus, not from the vaccine. And yeah, we shouldn't be giving vaccines to young males because of the risk benefit. So it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. But 75 and older, you better get your vaccine or you're not going to make it. So It depends on the autoimmune people. You better get your vaccine or you're not going to make it, unless you've had a reaction to the vaccine. So there are subgroups. This doesn't affect us all the same way. Teenagers are safe, but elderly over 75 are at high risk. So you have to look at yourself individually here.
Well, I think that's it. And we talk about my immune system. I had the first round of shots. Whether I had COVID the first week or not, I've not had it since. My daughter hasn't had it. A lot of people in my family, for some reason or other, have not had it. But most everybody I know, relatives, friends, people I work with, I can't tell you that I can name three people outside of my family who haven't had COVID.
And your family probably had, some of them had it and don't even realize they had it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but some of the newer variants are like a cold. And who?
Yeah.
And ask your daughter if she's had a cold in the last 2 years.
You know, I have to. I'm trying to remember back because I know my daughter well, whether she had a cold or she didn't have a cold. I have to think about that or ask her. All right, let's stop for a minute, and then we continue looking at what's going on in the world of medicine from Dr. Ken's perch, Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Those of you who love listening to Ken and know and trust his advice, if you'd like to get it firsthand, you can have an appointment with Ken. All you have to do is dial him up at the office, 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. That's 352-735-1400.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronos with a further explanation regarding vaccines and what you want us to know. I'm sure I've corrupted people's minds with my thoughts. All right, Ken, straighten it out.
Vaccines. Doug, there should be no mandates about vaccines because of our current knowledge. We now know that the current vaccine with the current variants, the current vaccine does not prevent spread. It only prevents in oneself illness that would require hospitalization and potential death. So that the vaccine doesn't prevent spread to other people. So that's why there should be no mandates going forward.
All right, but then there's the practical side, the common sense side. There shouldn't have been mandates before either, but there were, and it seemed that people needed to be cowed into, you know, that expression, where they're sort of pushed into, encouraged, threatened, whatever it was, that seemed to be effective.
The errors that the public health experts made, some now admit they made an error and some still don't. That is what has created so much angst among the public. And I think if my public health colleagues would just, you know, come to grips with this and improve their levels of communications, it would work well for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hold on to that thought. As we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a focus on your cardiovascular system and what happens under certain circumstances. Ken is a cardiologist, so he's on top of this knowledge, which you will have right after these words here on Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen poised to talk more about you and your cardiovascular health with our expert, one of the country's leading facilitators when it comes to discussions about your heart, your circulatory system. That is Dr. Ken. So cardiovascular disease is something that is a plague among older Americans, and maybe not just Americans, but people, older adults everywhere. So there's something when I saw this, I thought of that Fitbit that you've given me that I have to straighten out. People, when they have Fitbits, can figure how much they walk, how much they sleep, basically follows their body. So what's the reveal here?
Well, what I gave you is for remote patient monitoring, RPM, that actually does what a Fitbit does, but so much more. And the news out of the medical journal Circulation this week is that people over 60, they may significantly reduce their risk of getting cardiovascular disease by walking between 6,000 and 9,000 steps per day.
6,000. How much is that? Do you know? I'm just curious. How many steps do you walk? You've got one of those things that you're talking about that you gave to me to monitor your body. So how many steps do you, Dr. Ken, take a day in your practice or in your life?
I definitely walk at least between 6 and 9 a day and sometimes up to 10 a day.
I would think that 10,000. I probably walk that much, if not more.
Myself. But on the watch.
We have to hook it up to that app that is so much a part of all of our lives. All right. So while we're in the cardiovascular or the heart department, let's talk about what happens to men of a certain age if they have what we refer to not so lovingly as a spare tire. This has to do with body mass index, I guess, as much as anything else, and weight, right?
Exactly. And I think we all know how unsightly that spare tire looks when we have it in the lower abdomen. And when we see it as early as middle age, what it predicts in this study that was published this week in the British Medical Journal, Open Medical Journal, is that it correlates with being frail in old age. And who would like that?
Uh-uh.
So just another good reason to get rid of that spare tire in middle age And one remarkably amazing way to do this is with this new classification of medications. Wachovia is one of them, and we can talk about this later, where you actually get 10 to 20% of your weight lost from this FDA-approved weight loss medication. It's been approved for reducing your risk of heart attack when your BMI is over 30 or when your BMI is over 27 and you have an associated medical problem from excess weight, that being high blood pressure, cholesterol, or diabetes.
So under the circumstances, though, you know, we have so many different things that can be used to help us stay alive and be healthy. Doesn't it surprise you sometimes how many people don't take advantage of that? Even going back to these middle-aged men who are just plain fat, you'd think they'd want to be thinking ahead, wouldn't you?
I guess. Shocking. I mean,
it really is. Yeah.
But, you know, there's so much mental illness in our country now between anxiety and depression. And what defines mental illness initially is illogical behavior. And I think a lot of this illogical behavior that we're seeing today comes from mental illness for whatever the cause is.
Let's talk a little bit more about things that are not necessarily mental illness, but how we free our minds. I know there's some info on that. We'll get to that in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Memphis police releasing videos from a January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. That brutal encounter leading to the firing of five Memphis police officers who now face numerous charges, including murder. The Olympics will allow Russian athletes in.
Russia's Olympic officials on Thursday praised the International Olympic Committee's decision to allow Russian athletes to compete in next year's Summer Olympics in Paris. The IOC Executive Board agreed to let athletes from Russia and Belarus compete in the Games if they are not, as the IOC put it, actively supporting Russia's war in Ukraine. They'll have to compete under neutral status. The International Athletes Advocacy Group Global Athletes blasted the IOC's decision in a statement, saying it sends a message to the world that the International Olympic Committee endorses Russia's brutal war and invasion of Ukraine. I'm Julio Flores.
Corey Myers, USA News.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mouth in the USA.
Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root raw, and unfiltered.
The Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom, and capitalism, and is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily programming.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCast.
To learn more, contact affiliate at usaaudio.com. That's affiliate at usaaudio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. So I had this conversation thinking of you on the Good Day program, which is the Monday through Friday show that I do with Jay Kirshner. And we talk a lot about the issues and we bring you up and things that you're advising people. One of the things that we talked about this week was how to look at the beauty that's around you. Whether it's the natural beauty of the wintertime, the summertime, where you live along the Pacific Coast Highway, or you're in the mountains, or you're on a farm, or whatever it is, all the things that are around us are defined as nature. And how, if we understand, appreciate, if we wrap ourselves around nature and experiences there, what fabulous impact it has on our body, right?
Absolutely. I love this report that was in the Occupational and Environmental Medicine Journal, dated January 16th of this year, where they actually studied this and noticed that 1 hour, 4 days a week, occupying yourself in nature, trees, lakes, water, whatever you define as being relaxing nature, could actually be an offset the need for anxiety medications and even blood pressure medications. Try it yourself. Get into nature an hour, 4 days a week, and notice how helpful it is to your blood pressure and also to your anxiety level.
All right. So it's appreciating what's around you, what's all around us. Maybe that's the best way to do it. And you don't have to be a doctor to prescribe that for yourself. Frankly. Now, there's another danger here. This sort of reminds me of that line from one of the old space shows, danger, danger, Will Robinson. So the danger here for both men and women, but I'm guessing maybe this applies. I'm going to ask you for, as we understand the info that comes from the Journal of Economic Behavior, what happens if you retire early? Can this information be applicable to both men and women?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we learned from this study, actually done at my old medical school, University of Pennsylvania, looking at thousands of people, and they noticed when they retired earlier than what you would predict, that it accelerated their decline in their cognitive ability, their ability to think, to remember, to reason. And it just, it's, you know, you may say this is a big dub, but here they studied this carefully, and it just seems that when you don't use your mind, it wears away.
Well, I guess that makes nothing but sense, really, when you get right down to it, doesn't it? You know, you're not active mentally or physically, emotionally, but you hear a lot of times, I especially think about this with public service and public service like firemen and policemen, when they retire after 30 years, 32 years, and they're in their 50s. Many of them go on to other careers, but I can go to the obituary column in my local newspaper, and I can see frequently where police officers, it seems more firefighters who retire when they're in their 50s, and they don't do anything after that. They just kind of collapse, and they're dead before you know it. So this could be a warning. Maybe there's two things to take away here. If you're so eager to retire, maybe you ought to find another job because you obviously don't like the job you have. And that's also good for longevity, isn't it? People that love their work, don't they live longer?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not work. You know,
Yeah, right, exactly. Like you love what you do.
As long as they get enough sleep.
Right. And that's it. Rest is very important. I mean, I certainly am an example of that. I keep plugging away. I have three different jobs, and I enjoy all of them. And frankly, the newest job is something that is enlightening me, giving me something new to do. My farm and my radio work has been consistent all through my life. So now I've added something new, a different kind of a career, and it's very stimulating. It's great for my brain, great for my body. So it may not be that everybody has to have three jobs, but for heaven's sakes, no matter what
Are you going to announce to the world what you're doing?
I'm working with a couple of folks to build a residential development, 63 units of what's called an agrihood. We're building a neighborhood around a working farm. And it's really, it was my idea. And I thought, okay, you know, there's a little bit of information around about how to do this, but we're kind of creating as we go. But I think this is going to be something that will be fabulously successful in many places around the country because people want to get back to nature. They want to live around animals. They want to have peace and quiet, you know, that sort of thing. And that's what we're developing here. So thank you for asking. But it is a challenge because I never have done anything like this before. But yet it's, you know, we're bringing it's coming together piece by piece, bit by bit. And I find that I think this can be good for my brain, for my body, just, you know, great for everything that might ail you, if you will. So now we're talking about how to make sure that you are not immortal, but that your mortality is healthy. If you have had head injuries, you better listen up to Ken and what he found in the American Medical Association this week.
And Doug, I would imagine that you have some attachment to this article. Adult Americans who've had a moderate or severe head injury, even decades ago, they're almost three times as likely to die as those who've never suffered a head injury. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week. Head injury of any kind doubles your mortality rate in adulthood.
So head injuries, I've never had a concussion that I know of, but on the farm, you're suggesting in the times that I've talked to you about things where I banged my head on a tractor or, you know, I had a very serious head injury when I was a child at three. And so whether that is going to take me away, I hope that not the case.
I think you've done, though, is you have followed this up carefully, much more than the average bear. So, you know what's there. And I think this is really where people don't know what they did and what impact it's had. And you've had yourself studied for peace of mind, to speak.
I have. And I know what's going on in my head.
Exactly. So I don't know. You may be an outlier from this study.
Well, now let's apply this in a moment when we return to this study, the breast density thing. I have a friend who has breast cancer. She was told one thing when they first examined her, and now she's been told something else. And it has to do with, I guess, further exploration. But as you said, we can do it with our head. We can do it with other parts of our body. So we'll talk about women and breast cancer and apply this thinking to that information as we continue here on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about when it comes to your health and your well-being, all the things we've talked about today, all the things we talk about every week here with regard to your risk of not having a long life. What's the old expression from Star Wars? Live long and prosper. You're not going to do either of those things if you've got too much BMI, you've got too much weight, too many inches around your belly, all that stuff. We just finished talking about what happens if you got a spare tire. So here's the way to get rid of it so you have a great later stage in life. It's from the folks at Calitrin, website toploss.com, where you can find out all about Calitrin, the natural way for you to lose the weight. No drugs, no stimulants. It has all these great ingredients that are inviting when you hear the story about how our body benefits from having the aloe vera and digestive enzymes and just the things that you know are good for you. Let's follow the science, as many doctors say. How to lose weight the right way? Follow your scientific curiosity. Go to Top Loss. Spend some time there. See what the success rate is and understand the science upon which this all has been built. 25 years and still going strong. Weight loss that makes sense. Better health, better you. Better go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out so you get the 4 months free that you're entitled to at this time of year and also free shipping. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. The link between breast density and cancer, and is this just for women? I know we've talked in the last year or so, more and more men are getting breast cancer. So can this study, this work be applied, or is it just for women that we're talking here?
The study that we're talking about today was done just in women, and maybe it needs to be repeated in men, but this, yes, was a study of a lot of women, and what they discovered was that women who have dense breasts, they're up to 4 times more likely to develop breast cancer than women who don't have dense breasts. And what they also discovered in this study was that most women were not aware of this link between breast density and their risk of getting cancer.
All right, so becoming aware, I have a very close friend who was told one thing by a doctor, and then after further examination, they said, and this is at Dana-Farber, which is the big cancer institute in Boston, they have now put her on chemo because something else showed up they didn't see the first time around. And then you wonder, well, how much really exploration? This, maybe the insurance companies are the bad guys here because they don't want to pay for anything but mammograms, when in fact you ought to have an MRI to have your breast tissue is by design so dense it needs more exploration, does it not? It needs more penetrating examination. Just kind of makes sense. Who am
I? Certainly in some breasts that would be definitely true. In some cases, maybe not so true. So there is some difference. And why it was not diagnosed properly would be very difficult to determine without really going over the medical record.
Right. All right. So while we're in the cancer zone here, let's talk about what's happening with cancer in general. People who have cancer at greater risk of what?
People who have cancer are at greater risk of many things. And what we learned this week from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open, that patients who are diagnosed with cancer have a risk of suicide, Doug, 26% higher than the general population. Wow. So the simple answer to your question is higher risk of suicide.
Amazing, isn't it, huh? Well, if you get there's so much misinformation. You know, a lot of people are surviving and surviving well who have different types of cancer. You don't find that with pancreatic cancer much and colon cancer, but a lot of cancers are now treatable and you recover, right?
Exactly. With the new immune therapy, the breakthroughs in cancer in the last 10 to 15 years have been amazing. But getting a diagnosis of cancer is absolutely shocking, not to say the obvious, and it can just push people over the edge who are at the edge. And this is why I urge everybody, stay away from that mental anxiety, depression edge.
Yep. All right, words for the wisdom of taking care of yourself, because it requires wisdom to take care of yourself and have somebody like Ken around. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here at 53 past the hour with a focus on questions that would come from any number of sources. There has been a recall of kids rocking sleepers. There have been a number of young babies who have died because they're in these kids to rocking sleepers. Is this the garb, or is this there are two or three things floating around now, and I guess I would want to know whether we're talking about the things they swaddle the babies in, or is this some kind of a mechanism like a sleeping bed?
It's a sleeping bed. There had been the sleeping clothes in the past recall, but this is the bed, and it just seems to push the kids into positions that become dangerous and they can't breathe.
So why would it be my question here to follow
they
up on
roll
that
from
question?
Their back, they roll from their back onto their stomach in this furniture that they actually sleep in.
But so why isn't the FDA on top of this? Why would it happen if the FDA were doing its job?
Well, this is not a drug. This is...
The FDA weighs in on devices.
Well, it has been recalled, the Consumer Price Safety Commission. This is really furniture. This is bedding for a child.
Mm-hmm. I still think the FDA, you know, they're sticking their nose in everything.
Food and drug association.
I know, yeah, but you find them in other places. All right, we've had questions about people dying early from being too heavy, from stress, and now there comes yet another focus. People wonder about being lonely, which would seem to me to be more dangerous, Ken, than anything else, is it?
Absolutely. Loneliness is bad for everything. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for your brain. And you just wilt and deteriorate, and it's sad. And so those who are dealing with loneliness need to look for solutions and hopefully healthy solutions, but having loneliness is not a good thing.
No, I would think being lonely, being alone. Some people choose to be alone, and therefore you're not lonely necessarily. I don't know, does one go hand in hand? If you decide that you want to be alone, then you're alone. But if you don't, and you've lost a spouse, let's say, or somebody close to you, it can be pretty debilitating. All right, next up, your favorite, cannabis. What's going on with marijuana? And what happens to people who have been smoking cannabis before they have serious surgery? What's the investigation all about here?
Well, simply stated, it's just not good. It just creates poor outcomes, especially after major surgery. You know, again, my wonder about tobacco, how bad that is for one's health, and recreationally, why we think the same is not true of marijuana, is truly perplexing to most of us in healthcare.
Yeah, it is perplexing. I agree with you. Okay, it can't be. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. When you put stuff in your lungs, no matter what the source, whether it's tobacco or whether it's marijuana, the wacky weed, it all has the same impact on, what is it called, those cilli, the things, those little things that exchange the oxygen, the red blood, that stuff gets stuck, gets covered up, right, with the things that come from the various products?
Correct.
Yeah.
Why was your friend arguing about the difference between the two? I'm always curious.
Because he likes to smoke pot.
Okay. He's honest. Okay, good. Right. Honesty's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's see. One final question here about social media use in adolescents, what it's doing to their brains. I think this is almost a no-brainer, right? You can figure this out on your own.
Exactly. It's not allowing it to evolve as our brains need to evolve as we're in our youth. And so too much of this social media is just bad for our brain development. Mom and Dad, supervise it, please.
Well, at what age? I say to my children, from what I learned, that if you're exposing youngsters to much of this stuff before they're three, you're messing them up. You're going to, whether you like it or not, you don't know. It just, you're messing them up. And that seems to be consistent, what it does to your brain, man. You can't develop a brain if you've got all of this stuff in there confusing it before your brain develops to the appropriate position, right?
Exactly. Go get some fresh air.
Fresh air and sunshine, lollipops and roses, all that good stuff. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Reach out to him if you'd like an appointment. 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.